Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Hell in a Cell Sunday, everybody. I am Trebuchet, and I'm going to be your siege machine for this evening. We got a cast of characters in here to my left wearing the World Heavyweight Championship. The one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Been conspicuous in my absence, I'm sure.
Yes, welcome back.
I've been nursing some injuries, and that's keyword for that. There's been some contract disputes. You guys aren't meeting my quarter quota. I've been asking for quarters. I haven't been getting them, so I've been taking some time off.
All right, well,
I'm here tonight. There better be some quarters, but I wanted to watch Hell in a Cell anyway, and I heard there'd be chicken.
And there's Four Loko as well, apparently.
There's Four Loko here, and also there is Four Loko at Fulton Street Pub. That is right. I finally got him through to management.
Yes, he got his wish. Yes, he did. And kind of behind him, doing his best Bobby Lashley impression with the headband there. Yeah. Cody Goads, what's up, mustache?
Bobby Lashley.
Yes. Oh, now he's running away, just like Bobby Lashley does. At the table, the Ryback, repping the New Day t-shirt over here.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
You ready for Breakfast coming up soon?
Oh, yeah, I'm super ready, because apparently they decided for Evolution. Well, let's just pick random female names, throw them on the dartboard, and that's who they're facing.
Yeah, not a whole lot of structure here.
It's like, oh, let's not run around and face someone that makes sense story-wise. Let's just randomly have her fight a Bella.
Oh, she's fighting one of the Bellas?
Is that the conclusion we came to?
Is it Nikki or Rory?
That is the rumor mill.
Okay, I was assuming they were just going to throw her in a tag match.
Hold on
real quick here, guys, because we also have one more person in the room here. We'll get all the introductions out of the way, and then we'll jump into the wrestling talk. Robert Air Force, secretary, wearing a Bullet Club shirt. How you doing?
Doing too sweet. That's too sweet. I'm doing.
I like it. But yes, go ahead, guys. Sorry to interrupt you. Back to the Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The randomness of the matches. Trish Stratus is coming back.
Lita's having a match, right?
Is Lita coming back? I heard
that's what I heard.
Lita's supposed to be facing Mickie James.
I heard that as well. So I'm getting this.
Is she cleared? I thought she couldn't get cleared.
I think they're willing to sign off on a one-off for her.
Just a one and done.
Yeah, a lot of times WWE will be willing to sign for. I mean, just think about it. Like,
I know they've done it. We've seen it in the past, when
Jerry the King Lawler wrestles a match, there's no way he could pass like a full time schedule.
Oh no way! Especially after physical, heart attack.
Do you remember when TNA did those one night only pay per views?
Yeah,
this feels a little like that.
It does.
There's a lot of nostalgia value.
Like, Hollywood was one of those.
I know. Yeah, no, they did a few.
True.
But it feels like, yeah, we're just like, all right, new faces, old faces. Oh, wow. It's not necessarily gonna make a ton of storyline sense, but it's almost like a bunch of exhibitions.
They look at it as historic because it's the first ever all female thing, and some of these ladies helped in bringing the division up to where it is. And I understand that they're trying to give them
No problem with anything that's been announced yet. That said, if Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey ends up being the main event, I will have an issue with that.
Okay. Well, look forward to more episodes of the Undisputed Podcast of the World, where Showtime will be pissed off, I'm sure.
What? That doesn't
matter. He lives on Twitter. Like, you see Donald Trump's tweets all the time, WWE Hall of Famer, and...
He hasn't blocked me yet. It's weird.
Who has better tweets, Donald Trump or the Iron Sheik?
Iron Sheik every time.
At least because Donald Trump is punk bitch, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I just mean that, like, they're both fucking people in the ass. At least the Iron Sheik's, you know, straightforward about it. Making them humble.
There you go. But to the matter at hand, guys, Hell in a Cell, because you have to say it like that, because that's what Kofi Kingston's guy said to say.
What did he call himself for that?
I don't know what Kofi's alter ego is.
I was a big fan of that segment. That was funny.
It's a play on his name too. It's really good.
Probably like an anagram.
But yeah, how do you guys feel about the New Day doing commentary every week now?
Are they doing it every week?
It's been like 3 or 4 weeks in a row that they've been putting the announce table there, and they've been going back from the original commentators to the New Day and back and forth.
They've been keeping it brief. I think you just need to keep doing new stuff with the New Day. I'm done with pancakes. Go with 2 years without seeing a pancake bit.
They've been getting
better.
But
their other stuff
that
has been fun.
I'm done with the New Day.
You're done.
I'm ready for someone to turn heel.
No, they put on a hell of a matches.
I'm not mad at the match quality, but I think that they don't have to work together to put on good matches.
True.
I think that someone turning could make the New Day interesting again. Because, like, don't be wrong, I get the, they sell a lot of merch.
Yep, I'm like the merch machine.
I understand from a business standpoint why they're together. I think it would be, you'd have a great storyline. I think it would be very interesting if someone turns and what they can do with them. Because I think at this point, any of the three could get a decent push as a heel.
Well, the thing with that is, though, you're going to bury one of them. Like, one of the guys will probably elevate, but one of them will get lost in the scuffle here. I don't want to see that happen to any one of these guys.
My thought is that one of them can break off, and the two of them can still stay a tag team. You can keep two members of the New Day together, keep them in the tag division, and have one guy leave.
So you're just like a three-person.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily want the New Day to break up completely. I just think that one of them turning heel as a new heel, a new interesting storyline, and the tag division doesn't have to take that hit, because definitely, if you want to keep two of the members together, they do have great chemistry. And it's, to be honest, I've never really loved the Freebird rule for tag titles anyway.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
I don't love it. And this,
you're able to keep talent on TV if they get hurt.
I get it.
I don't want them to be SmackDown.
Smart booking.
I don't want them to break up.
I'm with you. I want to see the New Day together forever. I want the New Day to be the freaking stable that stays together through it all. And through thick and thin.
You have Orton as a heel. You have Nakamura as a heel. You have Samoa Joe as a heel.
Nakamura is a heel who's not even doing anything.
Which means you three heels is enough for your show?
Well, no, but which means the New Day turn means you've just created the fourth place heel.
Well, I mean,
a turn. No, I don't know. If for the first time, it wouldn't necessarily make them number four, though. Like that would be fresh.
You really think the company's putting them over Orton or Joe right now? No.
I mean, but right now, Shinsuke.
A New Day turn is putting them in fourth place.
You can't count on Orton to be a major player for many more years. Orton has to be on his way out.
I don't know about I don't know about that, man. Hulk Hogan wrestled until he was what?
Right.
87? Like,
I would not be surprised if Orton gets injured tonight. And is gone for 6 months. Orton is very injury prone. He's also fucking stale chips.
The company loves him though.
He's a Triple H guy. Vince loves him. I don't disagree.
My thought is that we have to start making new characters on the main roster because the guys come up from NXT and they're not the same. And I think that having a member of the New Day become heel creates a different character.
Who do you want?
But they're gonna create him as a second tier.
So we're getting the assumption that anything they do is going to be booked poorly, then why do anything?
It's not poorly. I think they already have the guys in the ranks right now, so then that means the new transition automatically gets effed.
Right. Well, let's put a bookmark on this here, guys, because we can debate what we want to do with SmackDown Live here coming up in a future episode. But we need to discuss Hell in a Cell right now, because we got picks.
Can we talk about...
And a pay-per-view coming up in about
an hour. Can we talk about the cell being red real quick?
We can talk about the cell being red, because...
the cell's red.
Yeah, they spray painted it red, yes.
They were actually... They were live streaming them putting it together yesterday at the arena.
You're right, he's doing his best William Regal impression right now. He just looks like he's... There's a foul stench in the air right now.
That is a sour face.
Why?
I think
the Elimination Chamber is black.
They're technically branding it Raw.
No, the Hell in a Cell is red, which means they're bringing back the Blue Cage. That's what we're getting. Three claps for the Blue Cage. Yes.
That Blue Cage.
Yeah, that thing was fucking vicious.
From the looks of it, you know how on a playground they have like those black fences that are basically a steel chain link thing with like plastic on them?
Yeah.
I think they're probably doing that with the red stuff. One, it looks different. I think it actually is ugly, but it looks different. One. And two, it makes the cage will hold together a little better.
It's safe,
probably a little easier to climb. Yeah. If they want to climb it. Easier to bump, but yeah, it won't cut them.
You know, proposition. I'll be okay with the red cage if we get War Games.
Yeah, there we go.
We're getting War Games.
But they're going to spray paint the War Games blue. Deal with it, everybody.
Spray painted, or is it like...
No,
it's like the Elimination Chamber
You've seen chain link fences that have like a plastic coating on them. It's like that. It's like a red plastic coating.
Interesting.
Not liking it from the sounds of it.
It doesn't look great.
Okay, guys. What is the Hell in a Cell match you're looking forward to most tonight? We have two of them.
We just have two.
Is it Raw or SmackDown? Ron and Roman, and then Hardy and Orton. So one on each.
Man, that seems like such a fucking waste.
Yeah, I know. Like, Hardy's so old. And I know he's going on the shelf after this.
Well, we all know he's jumping off this thing. Oh, there ain't no doubt in my mind that Hardy is not jumping off this
cell. I don't need to see Orton, Hardy in the Hell in a Cell. Honestly, I don't need to see Roman... Braun.
I would have much preferred.
I feel like
Charlotte,
isn't
Becky
Foley in one?
He's special ref for Braun Roman.
Oh. Yeah.
I just think
he talked to Stephanie about that. Or that was a story on Monday.
Yeah, I believe that. They're old pals.
I just think that like not having AJ, Joe, or Charlotte, Becky be Hell in a Cell matches is a waste because those are intense personal feuds.
No, I was begging for Charlotte Becky to happen, and that just fell on deaf ears. Yeah. I didn't proposition the right
player. I think the much better matches, if they were just then two, the much better two matches would have been Dolph and Drew, Seth and Dean.
Oh, fuck Dolph. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you. Are
And then Charlotte and Becky in Hell in a Cell.
Trebuchet has left the building.
Hate them all you want.
The Raw tag division is garbage. You guys can argue all you want about the SmackDown ones. The Raw tag division is fucking garbage.
The Raw tag division is pretty garbage. But you know as well as I do, Seth and Dean for sure.
I totally disagree. The two matches I would have put in Hell in a Cell, personally, Miz and Daniel Bryan, easily. That feud goes back so far.
All right.
And then Charlotte Becky... Also, because they have a history and it's personal, and that's where, you know, culminate.
The problem with the Miz and Daniel Bryan Hell in a Cell is that's a blow-off match, and this isn't the blow-off.
Right, no, I know. Plus, they don't want Daniel Bryan doing anything ridiculous like that. I get it. Mm. He's their freaking precious little commodity.
No, I think... I think AJ Joe would be...
Keep nice him along.
I think AJ
Joe
would be
give him his bottle when he needs it.
I wonder if the reason Charlotte and...
And then Miz is going to throw... No, I'm sorry.
I wonder if the reason...
Miz throws babies, you know
I wonder if the reason Charlotte and Becky isn't in Hell in a Cell is because Vince wasn't happy about... Charlotte, Sasha.
That's the only glaring thing that makes sense. I don't believe that should have been the reason, but that's what the evidence points out.
I remember reading Vince did not like that match. The match didn't go that well.
Well, and it makes it more historic if you have the first Women's Hell in a Cell match and then wait a year or two before you get the second Women's Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, I thought.
It wasn't last year.
I thought it was 2 years ago, but...
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm not sure. I'd have to check the record book. The mustache isn't here to Google stuff for me.
But yeah, I think Vince was not pleased with the match. It didn't get over with the crowd.
Robert, what's the first pre-show match? Because the pre-show's just started now.
The first and only pre-show match is the SmackDown tag titles between New Day and...
Of course, okay. Let's segue back real quick here, fellas. Yeah. Who do you got?
Well, before I knew it was going to be on the pre-show, I had New Day. Mm-hmm. But the odds of them changing the titles on a pre-show, I gotta go Bludgeon Brothers.
It's Rusev Day. It's New Day versus Rusev Day. New Day is the tag champs.
Oh, Rusev Day? I thought.
Eric Rowan's hurt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did the tournament.
New Day won the tag titles last pay per view, and then Rowan's hurt. So
honestly, the Bludgeon Brothers not being on the division has been the best thing for us. The matches.
I miss
the
music.
Right? But yeah, the Bludgeon Brothers are just so.
If they don't come back, I will not be sad.
Oh, side note, your first instinct was right. Sasha, Charlotte, Hell in a Cell was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think New Day keeps
never been wrong. That's what I'm hearing.
Thank you, Robert. I agree. New Day wins.
New Day that keeps the belts because it's a pre-show.
Get the broom out, sweep. I'm saying New Day because New Day rocks. New Day rocks. Oh yes, New Day rocks. I hope they can sponsor us for breakfast because like all signs point that they should be here.
Get some
like,
pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes.
Some bootios.
Some waffles. I wonder how they feel about that. Is it? You think they'd be insulted by waffles?
I think they actually said one time that they hated waffles.
I think there was a promo.
I think it was a promo about it. They besmirched waffles.
Like waffles are booty or something.
Yes.
Now, what if you made pancakes with bootios inside
I was
them?
Just thinking that.
Dude.
I think that'd be too much booty. Your head would explode.
Booty cakes.
There you go.
Booty cakes. I think we have your entry for
I think you need to send that to Martha Stewart. Who do you got, Robert?
A New Day.
New Day. Clean sweep across the board. All right.
Clean sweep of the table.
Do we... I wonder if there's going to be like an unannounced pre-show match, because it does seem like...
Potentially.
Like, maybe a 205 Live match, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, I was thinking, there might be...
Like, that or a...
I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, there is no Cruiserweight title match? I thought there was.
That or...
No, you're right. No, there's a Cruiserweight title match at the Australia thing.
Okay, right. that's what you do have that other pay-per-view looming, too.
Yeah, or a last-minute match with Shinsuke, so they could have the U.S. champion doing something. But, you know, I doubt it.
Sure.
Oh, man, you were talking some shit the other day.
About what?
About the glorious one, Bobby Roode, the man that the A-Train is in love with.
What did I say? Remind me.
You compared him to Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
I think...
super boring?
I think that I would rather... I think Randy Orton is a more interesting character on WWE TV than Bobby Roode right now.
Right now, yeah.
Yes, I agree with him. I'm like, that's a statement.
That should be a hotter take than it is.
Yes.
it's facts.
What else do we got lined up here, Robert Air Force?
Oh, let's just do this match and get out of the way. What's everyone think of Roman versus Braun?
Oh, we're going main event?
Yeah.
That's next.
I got Roman.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I don't think Roman's dropping that title either.
I suspect all sorts of shenanigans in this match.
Well, oh, sure. Foley as the referee. Anytime Foley's in that cell. The last time Foley...
Both guys are technically...
He just got smashed.
Right,
like...
I predict the cage is going to be busted into...
Check it out. Hardy's jumping off the first cell. Foley's getting thrown off the second one because it is 20 years after the fall that made Mick Foley's career what it is today.
That 20 Years of Hell special is on after.
Yes. Oh my God.
Are we just going to hang out and watch that tonight?
It depends. Maybe. I'll probably be bawling if I watch that in front of you guys, just so you know.
We can cry together.
Get my Kleenex
I feel like
ready.
You and I are close like that.
Okay.
He lived. It's okay.
Do I get to be the big spoon or little spoon? I'll let you decide. It depends on how much 4 Loko.
Dealer's choice. That's my best answer.
The amount of 4 Loko I have depends on what I want to be.
All right. I wish you guys could see Robert's face right now.
I am a much... if I can finish...
The same face Ryan made earlier.
If I can finish this whole 4 Loko... If I can finish this whole 4 Loko, I'll be a fine big spoon because I won't be able to get it up. I'll be too drunk.
Well, apparently you're pretty good at chugging those 4 Lokos, so...
That's what I'm...
I don't think you got a problem.
I'm told that. I don't remember to chug it.
Magic of the poison.
Catch 22.
We'll just end up fucking like Seth Rollins finishing move the blackout.
Yeah.
Bam! Brought full circle right here, guys. Talking wrestling.
Let's move on to one of the women's matches.
All right.
Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Women's Championship.
Ronda Rousey.
Alexa's fighting Trish at the women's pay-per-view?
Mm. Yep. At Evolution.
Give me Alexa. Give me Alexa.
All right.
Ronda's not losing that belt until WrestleMania.
I want to see Alexa Trish for the title.
Unless there's like a step.
That's a way better main event. I'm choosing with my heart here.
I agree with you. That won't happen. But
the interaction between Trish and Lita with Elias on Raw a couple weeks ago in Toronto was fucking fire. That was amazing.
It was fantastic, yes.
So I just want that for the title.
I want Alexa to start palling around with Braun and Dolph and Drew.
No,
just
because
I want Team Little Big on main WWE TV.
Because the mixed match. They're a team again.
Yeah, they have amazing fucking on air chemistry. Like
they do. Like whoever's in charge of writing them for the mixed match challenge is to write them for. They're gonna
win this week, and then they're gonna go all the way. Get it, Braun Strowman, I'm happy for you, man.
If they win the tournament and they don't fucking celebrate with a live sex celebration, I am gonna be disappointed.
whoa. PG era, Trebuchet.
Okay. Live fornication celebration. That kind of sounded better. I'm just saying.
So you want...
I've got Ronda.
I cracked me up. I can't help it.
Yeah, I think I gotta go Ronda, too. I don't think she's dropping that belt just yet.
Okay.
She's gonna hold it for... at least another...
Nope, I want it to move. Pay-per-view. I want it to move,
but they're not going to drop it off her just yet.
Okay.
Ronda's going to be a juggernaut.
Like, she's their female Brock.
I don't know. Not a huge fan of her in-ring work thus far. Therefore, I don't want her to have my title.
It's a reasonable
Like, the way she was fucking... throwing around. Who did she fight last Raw? Was it Mickie James?
It was.
It was not comfortable to watch for me. As
she looked like she could tear her arm right off.
Yep, I'm like, please don't separate that. Please don't separate that.
She still needs a lot more
weird little judo throws.
Mm-hmm. She's got those judo throws down. They look vicious.
Did they look vicious? Because they are vicious. The UFC and pro wrestling are two different things.
You know what? Speaking of people doing unsafe things, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton in their Hell in a Cell match.
Finger versus ear. Who's going to win, guys? Who you got? I'm going ear. I'm going ear.
So you
because I lobe Randy Orton. That was for you.
God.
Just to be clear, you got Orton on the victory.
No.
You got Hardy on the victory.
Yeah. I'm taking ear.
Trebuchet's got Hardy. I'll take Orton.
I think Hardy's going to do something crazy, but still lose the match. So, and then he'll go and heal up for a little bit. And Orton can be like, yeah, I took out Jeff Hardy. Now we can take out next.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
And then he's gonna be like, AJ Styles or blah, blah, blah. I'm going to take out you. The guy's like, no, Orton, don't take me out. And Orton's like, I'm going to do it.
No, that's going to be him and Shinsuke.
It's a great that was a great impression you did.
That was the second grade take on it tomorrow.
I'm impeccable Randy Orton.
That was pretty good.
Gosh, is that why your dick's out?
I am the Viper. Yeah, shake my hand.
Release the Viper.
I ain't big league union.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right. Now, yes. I think...
Are you having fun yet?
Yes. I think you're about to have the most fun, though.
Okay. Are we going to talk about Liv Morgan real quick? Because that's amazing.
It's time to talk about your favorite wrestler.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins.
Give me the shield, and I'm going to walk.
For the Raw Tag Team Championships.
Who you got, Ryan?
Yeah, who you got, Ryback?
It's tricky. Because...
This one could go either way.
Yeah, I think Roman. If Roman's winning, they'll let
Shield all day.
They'll let Dolph have the belts for one more pay per view, but they'll probably be losing them soon.
Yeah, I just misspelled Shield. I'm
so I'll go
smart.
Braun Ziggler.
Is the locker room gonna come out?
No,
maybe.
I think if they do, they'll come out at the end of the Braun match.
Is Kevin Owens going to make an appearance tonight? Because he's not on the card.
He might.
Only if the heel locker room comes out.
He may screw Braun over here tonight.
You think
so? Don't count that out.
I do not rule out
Kevin Owens getting involved in Hell in
a Cell. Who do you have here, Air Force?
I got Seth and Dean winning all day. I think I think they're gonna have Shield hold all the titles.
I think you're right.
I'm not.
And then when they drop them again, that like it's gonna go on for another couple weeks.
I'm not.
And then it's gonna fester in Dean, and then that's what's gonna get Dean to turn. Like you guys both have titles, but
yeah. Who do you want to break up more, the New Day or the Shield?
Huh.
I think both
provide very interesting opportunities. Dean has to be the one to turn, obviously.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go Seth and Dean winning. This is the pick that will probably change for me through the night because I'm not at all confident.
This is your John Kerry pick.
I don't have any real confidence in this pick. I think the idea of them having all four belts is pretty cool. Like I guess technically three titles.
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
But,
I want the Shield to be heel. But,
like, legit?
Yeah. The thing is, like, you know with Roman,
who
though,
in this rivalry is heel? Is it Dolph in them, or is it the Shield? I don't really know.
It's definitely Dolph.
It's definitely. Like, they brought out the whole heel locker room.
The Shield are playing the anti-heroes again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Finn
the
came
Hounds
out the locker
of Justice.
Room.
Yeah, I think that was... I heard something about that, and I kind of agree. I think it was just because it was, you know, one of those things where I can't even remember his name because I care that little.
Corbin?
Yes,
Baron Corbin. The next Corbin. WWE champion, the acting general manager.
Yes.
Show some respect.
Baron Corbin.
Respect with a C.
You know, kayfabe caught Finn Balor backstage as everyone else was going out like, hey, you need to get out there.
That's right. That's your boss. Fucking do your job.
So he was like, all right, fine. I'll stop him from fighting.
Little Lego man went out there and did his thing. I love Finn Balor, by the way. you wouldn't know it by listening to me, but I am a big Finn Balor fan. Too sweet. Too sweet.
Samoa Joe is going to be the next WWE champion.
not tonight.
So Samoa Joe AJ, is that your pick? Is that your pick for that match?
Yeah, okay, you got Samoa Joe. You brought it up, so we'll go to the next match. Samoa Joe AJ.
So Tim, you were acting like Ryan just raised you in poker. Is that who you got? You gonna bet that to me, dog? You gonna bet Samoa Joe on my AJ?
I didn't even know a while of this feud, but they had that weird DQ finish. Joe needs a win if you really want to cement him as a heel. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
I see you, Samoa Joe, and I raise you with the man. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing there. I'm already
the
feeling that for a logo.
One.
Sure. Yeah, I got AJ. That's fine.
Bill.
Hi, Devin.
The rowdy one. Devin Dudley is in the house.
Never coming empty-handed.
Trevor, what about you? Who you get?
Hear me out. Trebuchet, Double J, Riley, AJ, Riley. List of great champions, and people that are going to win or retain titles tonight. Yes! All right. That is what I'm saying.
Phenomenal.
That does sound good together, doesn't it?
AJ.
It sounds really good together.
AJ, Double J, Trebuchet?
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of said it back. Together, you said it exactly backwards.
Gross.
A-Rise in the house, y'all, too. Chicken Fest is heating up here. We are doing the podcast right now. Welcome to the show.
Shout out to Riley here for
coming back. More than for
First of all, coming back. Second of all, she almost won the title
on
her first night.
She did. Like, you were this close to being in charge of all of us. And I don't think that's a reward. It's more of a threat, I think.
And now the person who was in charge isn't even here.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when people get in charge of the show. They're like, oh,
she's already in charge of A-Train, am I right?
Alright, what else?
We should start calling Lydia the conductor.
Right. We got Daniel and Brie versus Miz and Maurice. Mixed tag team.
Miz
all day long.
Miz.
And Mrs.
And Mrs. Because it's about a reality TV show.
Sure.
Right back.
We got Ryan.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. I'm not thrilled about it either.
It needed to be in Hell in a Cell one-on-one.
Daniel Bryan, I guess.
Because Brie Bella is god-awful in the
I have had to pick The Miz.
God-awful.
I picked The Miz last month, and I got to pick The Miz again. It's really hurting me.
Oh, you liked it. I know you got that poster of The Miz in your freaking room over there.
I don't have it. It got stuck to something.
Oh, okay. It's a coinky day. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I got The Miz and Maurice.
That's a sticky situation. What can you say?
And so finally,
we're off the rails.
Not the highbrow portion of the show.
Wait, Devin, Riley, what about you guys? Who you got?
Do you want these beverages in the fridge? Go
here,
ahead, make some picks here.
You might
get caught up.
Putting your pick for Daniel Bryan and Brie versus Miz and Maurice.
I'm going to have to go with Daniel and Brie on this, given the fact that Miz and Maurice, as much as I love them because they're adorable.
They're adorable!
But they don't even have freaking matching wrestling gear. What the F?
Oh, continuity! Continuity!
I don't know. I think coming out to a paper.
I bet we get matching wrestling gear.
If they do, we should. I'm just saying, Chad.
Dude, I mean, I've got the Trebuchet shirt. Like,
okay, well,
we'll get you a cane. We'll make this happen.
That's fine.
And what about you, Riley?
Can I look?
Yeah, it's all crooked and askew. But Daniel Bryan and Brie versus Miz and Maurice. It's just a mixed tag team match, plain and simple. Yeah, so far people have been pretty split, honestly.
Basically, think of me and Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Miss, okay.
No.
That's the finish for Daniel here, all night. Wow.
All right.
That
now,
was awesome.
Going against me on this.
The last match of the night.
The last match.
Becky Charlotte.
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Should this be the main event, you guys?
Yes.
I think
it should be.
If this isn't the main event, shame on them.
And I'm just going to say right now, if Becky doesn't win the title, I'm flipping tables.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm picking Charlotte, and you better leave my tables alone. All right. Otherwise, Devin Dudley's going to put you through one of them. That's the deal.
So, Robert Air Force has Becky, Trebuchet, Charlotte,
yes.
Ryan. Who you got?
Braun and Roman is going to be the last one.
It was just the last one.
I can
dream, can I?
Just the last one we're picking. Come on now.
And I'm hoping Becky.
All right.
I'm hoping Becky, but Charlotte's going
to
win.
Yeah, in my heart, I want Becky to win, but I think the WWE doesn't care that everyone is against Charlotte.
Who you got, Devin?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to go with my Irish last
year. All right. Becky
Riley?
I like it.
The Irish redhead.
No, elbows.
Giant blonde lady.
I'm throwing bows in the pit.
Because you're related to Ric Flair.
Throw bows. I've got Charlotte.
And you can,
woo!
Charlotte.
It's because you're holding the world heavyweight championship.
Right now,
you can't
Becky
hold that
has like
Flair.
One more pick than Charlotte. But again, this is another split one. Becky? Okay.
Have we had our pre-show match yet?
It's got to be getting
is
close.
Is it going right now?
I don't know. The pre-show's going. The match wasn't on last time I was in there.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Niner, is there a match on or are they just talking?
They're just talking.
We got Niner on the case.
All right.
We got the he's watching wrestling in there. We got the Lions losing on the TV in there.
What a fucking shock!
And sadness is going to reign supreme because there's Four Locos in here, right?
Yeah. Actually, I would like to say on behalf of Team Four Loco Five Ever, my fantasy league.
Oh, that's great.
Fuck Ohio and everyone from there. That's my final thoughts.
All right.
Good night. I'm going to drink Four Loco.
And that was the Salty Showtime Schultz, everybody. He forgot to express his love of Sasha Banks on his way out, but he'll do that next week.
He's going to do that in there in private. He doesn't want anyone to know. He's still in the closet about
it. I'm actually
wondering
what he loves more, Four Loko or Four Loko or Sasha Banks?
I don't know. We'll put a poll up. We'll put a poll up, and then you guys can all vote out there, and we'll release the data next time.
Loser has to pick up the broken table after I throw it.
There we go. we got a plan. I love it. Chicken Fest is coming together. So, final thoughts, Ryback.
I think people are going to touch each other, and I'm hoping the people that I picked touch each other better.
That is summing up pro wrestling in a nutshell right there. That's...
Well, you did pick Randy Orton, so...
Somebody's touching somebody here. He's not wrong. final thoughts? Devin Dudley?
First off, my nickname isn't Devin Dudley, it's Babyface,
so
get your shit together.
I'm gonna get put through that table. It's something like I feel threatened. Final thoughts, Babyface.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't fall off the cage and die.
Well, Jeff Hardy's
talking
to
Jeff Hardy,
so,
I'm assuming, yes. Mick Foley.
You can jump off the cage, just don't die.
That goes for everyone. No one died tonight.
Yeah. That includes people in this house, too. Nobody died tonight. Maimed at worst. Like, just a steady maiming, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Just a hand here to there.
Right, there you go. What, literal hand in? No, so it's fine. Final thoughts, A-Rod.
I don't know. This is only my second time watching wrestling.
That's good final thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Robert, final thoughts?
Final thoughts is I hope to become the champion, reigning general manager after tonight.
Yes.
As long as Becky doesn't let me down, I think I stand a good chance.
Well, I guess that leaves me. I am the last seed machine in the room here, like I knew. And I look forward to seeing Hell in a Cell live with you guys. Here tonight. I look forward to winning Chicken Fest. I'm going to go to McDonald's and buy a bunch of chicken nuggets and put them on toothpicks. Get that fancy dipping sauce.
Look, I was going to say, look, you can't serve them naked. You got to have them with sauce.
Got to have some sauce with them and everything. I got a plan.
Okay.
And I'm going to have that title. I'm going to re-win the Undisputed Podcast of the World Championship. Take my title back so I can be a two-time champion and make good decisions here.
See, going the
forward.
Thing about you winning.
Yes.
Won't Mo just cash in on you?
I feel like anybody who has a briefcase is just sitting in the shadows waiting to cash in on me. Rain on my parade. I feel like the Miz all the time. I'm the victim. So that is our time here, you guys. I am Trebuchet, your victim for this evening. Trebuchet out.